Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today we have some exciting news! We're releasing a new spin-off podcast, starting today, all about Mick Munter Monster Hunter. You're about to listen to the first episode now, where Mick Munter finds Bigfoot. If you like it, search for Mick Munter Monster Hunter on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Episode 2, The Hunt for the Loch Ness Monster, is out now, so you can get some more Mick Munter right away. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Audrey and Leah and their family, Nathan and Flynn and their family, Max and Miriam Staggs and their family, and Peyton, Mallory, and Nolan and their family from Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much, Nolan, Mallory, Peyton, Miriam, Max, Flynn, Nathan, Leah, and Audrey. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who to thank.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
Good day, my little ankle biters. This is Mick Munter, Monster Hunter extraordinaire. You may also know me as the Wonder from Down Under, the Saucy Aussie, the first-rate mate, the Peaky Creek Sticky Beak, the True Blue Buckaroo, the Bulk Bogan Hulk Hogan, the No-Joke Bloke, the Combat Wombat, and your guide to the great unknown. Every month I explore the untamed wilderness, looking for monsters, from the devil dragons of my native Australia to the creeping cryptids of North America. I search out the strangest creatures, the most mighty biteys, the superest supernaturals, and I bring you all along for the ride. Some people think I'm mad as a cut snake, but we all know that magic is out there in the wilds, just waiting for an adventurous kiddo to track it down.
He's a first-rate mate, he never hesitates to guide you to the great unknown. He's a wonder from down under who always brings the thunder, solving mysteries everywhere he goes. Exploring around the world so every boy and girl can discover something awesome. Yeah. Mick Munter, a monster hunter. Mick Munter, yeah.
Oi, well, I love that song. So good day again and thanks for joining me. I'm recording this on the road to adventure in the muskrat. Before you go jumping to conclusions like an eager kangaroo, let me explain. My muskrat isn't an animal, it's an RV. But it's not just any RV. It's my home and my lab, and it's even my loo. But best of all, just like its namesake the muskrat, it's amphibious, which means it can drive on land and in the water. The muskrat lets us go wherever our adventures may take us. And crikey, but do we have a boomer of an adventure lined up for today. We're hot on the oversized heels of one of the most famous, most legendary, most awesome cryptids out there. Drumroll please. Bigfoot. Exciting, right? I just about splashed me boots. Now, some of you out there may know of this legendary beast as the Sasquatch, and some of you unlucky sprogs may not know him at all. If that's your case, let old Mick paint you a word picture. Think of the tallest, hairiest person you know. Got that in mind? Alright. Now imagine him twice as tall and five times as hairy. It's been estimated, by me, that if a Bigfoot were to brush his hair, it would take upwards of 6 hours. That's one big hairy bloke. In fact, the only thing bigger and hairier than Bigfoot is his reputation. Bigfoot sightings are as American as apple pie, baseball, and backwards flushing toilets. Anywhere you go in the States, you can find someone who's had a run-in with a Bigfoot or one of his kind. That's all the way from the Adirondack Mountains in the east to the majestic snowy woods of Canada above. But the holy grail of Bigfoot sightings, we're talking the real ace shop, is in the Pacific Northwest. Why? Because when you're hunting monsters, it's important to follow the clues. And nowhere on Earth gets more Bigfoot sightings than Washington State in the U.S. of A., which is why we're heading into one of the oldest forests in the territory, Olympic National Park. All right, time to hit the frog and toad. Here's a word from our sponsors while I man the muskrat. The scene out here is a true beaut. There's green absolutely everywhere. There's so many things growing here, there's even things growing on top of other things. There's no passing cars, no noisy humans, just a beautiful endless song of the birds and the rushing of nearby creeks. Instead of buildings and skyscrapers, there's mountains and trees that tower over everything. Even a legendary giant like Bigfoot would feel small enough to blend in here. It's no wonder this is where he would call home. I'm hungry as a black dog to get started. But before we go waltzing Matilda, it's important to always get two sides of a story. That's why we're going to talk to Dr. Robin. She holds a PhD in zoology, which is the study of all kinds of animals. She's the leading expert where strange creatures are concerned. But she said she's skeptical of Bigfoot. Now, I think she's come a guster on this one, but still, it'll be good to start with a skeptic's opinion. Keep us from getting too excited. Let's fire up the muskrat satellite internet and give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Robin. It's Mick Munter again.
Hello, Mick. What are you hunting this time?
We're at Olympic National Park after the Bigfoot. So, Dr. Robin, as an expert in animals of the world, what are your thoughts on old Sasquatch? What do you peg the chances of this big guy being a true blue buckaroo? 80%? 90%?
Well, you see, Mick, although there have been many sightings and Bigfoot tracks found, there's been a lot less scientific evidence. If I'm being very, very optimistic, I'd maybe put it at about 30%.
30%? Crikey! That means if we look for 2 days, we might have a 60% chance of finding Bigfoot. Pretty cracking odds if you ask me.
Mick, that's not...
Thanks for the time, Doc. Talk to you soon.
Good luck, Mick.
All right. Great call. Great call. Gotta love those odds. Well, all that's left now is to start hunting for our colossal cryptid. It's getting a bit dark now, so let's set up camp for the night in the muskrat, so we can head out early in the AM.
I can hear something out there. There's something moving for sure. Let's go outside and take a peek. All right, I think we're getting closer. Wait! You can hear something big moving out there. It's getting louder. Do you hear that low rumbling? That's probably him. Oh boy, he sounds really close. All right, let's move in a bit closer and try to get a good look.
I'm stuck in some kind of net. I've been trapped. Blimey, now I know how a marlin feels.
We got him. We got him. Look, boss. We got the Sasquatch!
Bullocks! What's all this about? Sasquatch? I'm Mick Munter!
Down, you bumbling dummy! That's not a Sasquatch! Get that net off of him and let's get out of here!
Blood, geez, sorry, Crow!
What are you doing springing traps on people like that? I could have gotten hurt by you lot!
Oh, sorry, mister! We were just looking to catch a Sasquatch so Mr. Crow can stuff it and add it to his clip!
That's enough! Let's get out of here, you fool!
What was that all about? Capturing Sasquatch? Stuffing him for a collection? I think we're dealing with poachers. Poachers aren't the fun adventure-seeking kind of hunter like we are. We just want to discover and observe. They're out to hurt and capture what they're after. We've got to get to Bigfoot before they do so we can try to warn him. But we're not going to get very far in this dark. Better head back to the muskrat and prep for the morning. We've had a dingo's breakfast, and now we're off. It's a beautiful morning to be walking the trails. Listen to that, will ya? The wonderful thing about nature in the morning is how calm everything is. You can just feel it in the energy of the forest. So tranquil, so serene. There's nothing more relaxing than...
I tripped over a hole.
Wait a second. This is no hole. This is a true blue Bigfoot track. It's absolutely massive. It looks like we've found the trail. And mates, does it look fresh? If we hurry, we might be able to catch up to him. Lucky those poachers must have flushed him out for us. Ha! Looking further down the trail now, I can see a lot of smashed branches and brush. Bigfoot must have gone this way. There's another footprint, and... what's this? Aha! What an amazing bit of luck. It's some scat. And I can tell by the size of it that it must have come from something really big. This is definitely Bigfoot scat. It's very earthy. Hint of berries.
You hear that? That must be him this time. I just know it is. Let's creep a little closer. Crikey, and bless the heavens. That's him. That's Bigfoot. He's absolutely massive. He's hunched over and hairy and covered in net. Oh no, it looks like that poacher crow got to Bigfoot before us. What do we do? Boy, can't step by and let him be suffering. We've got to help him.
Oi, Bigfoot, I'm here to help. I don't know if you can understand me much, but I'd like to get that net off of you. Easy boy. I've got a knife here on my multi-tool. I'm gonna cut you free. That should do it. You should get out of here before they come back. Oh boy, you had better make a run for it, Bigfoot. I bet those are the poachers. What's that?
He's pointing to his leg. Oh, are you saying your leg is hurt? You can't run on your own? Uh-oh, we don't have much time. But I have an idea if you're game, Bigfoot. Alright, lean on my shoulder. You're a big bloke, aren't you? Alright, quick, back this way to the muskrat.
You stay outside. I'll be right back. Where are they? Come on. The buggers. Bingo! I use these on my hair, but they should do the trick. Don't be a Joey. This won't hurt. Okay. Leave some here so it looks like you've got pants. And that should do it. Just try to act natural and let me do the talking. Alright, act natural. Here he comes.
He tipped one of our traps, boss. We definitely caught him this time. You better catch up. I got you now. Wait, where's Sasquatch?
No Sasquatch here. Me and my mate were just out for a stroll. Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, well, I guess that's okay. You two let me know if you see any Sasquatches, though, yeah?
Sure thing, mate. Great chat. But we have to be heading out now. Good luck with Sasquatch.
Thanks. Have a safe trip.
Hold on. Let's take a listen. So where's Sasquatch?
Oh, sorry, boss. Just a false alarm. See, I thought I had him in the net, but it was just McMunter and a friend.
So who was that in the net?
Nobody, I guess.
Tell me, goon. Did you happen to notice this massive pile of hair?
No?
Are you telling me that you let Sasquatch slip away because you didn't notice a mound of shaved hair and the fact that Mick Munter's friend was an 8-foot giant?
Oh, jeez, boss. But I didn't really ask him, you know. I didn't want to make it seem like I was making fun of his friend if he was just some huge guy. Huge guys have feelings, too. My uncle was a huge guy.
You buffoon! Get in there and get my Sasquatch!
Crikey, that's our cue to leave. Oi, see you blokes later!
What? That's my Sasquatch! I won't forget this, McMunter! I won't forget this!
Well, Sheila's blokes and mates of all manner, that was a ripper of a trip. Not only is Bigfoot real, he's sitting in the back of my RV eating all my chips. Aye, not my salt and vinnies.
All right then, Bigfoot. It's time to see about getting you back to a new habitat where these poachers won't find you. What's that? You're shaking your head. Oh, don't be afraid. She'll be right, I promise you. Stay here? Wait a sec. You mean you want to stay here with me and the muskrat?
Uh-huh.
Ha! You mean you want to stay with old Nick Munna and go on adventures with me every week while I look for cryptids and other mystical beasts with my listeners? Well, I'd be honored to have a living legend along for the ride. Looks like we're a team.
Team. Uh-huh. Team.
All right, then. Are you ready to find our next adventure? See you next week. And remember, magic is out there in the wilds, just waiting for an adventurous kiddo to track it down.
He's a first-rate mate. He never hesitates to guide you to the great unknown. He's a wonderful down under who always brings the thunder, solving mysteries everywhere he goes.
Today's story, Mick Munter Finds Bigfoot, was an original story written by Daniel Hines and performed for you by Gregory Barney, with a theme song by Andrew and Polly from Ear Snacks. You can find more music by them on their podcast. Just search Ear Snacks on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to search for Mick Munter Monster Hunter and subscribe for another episode right now. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.